All Things Gardening Time is here. I'm Mary Angish, producer behind this little show. And Charlie Nardozzi is here too, the brains and blooms behind it. Welcome, Charlie.
Hi there, Mary.
Well, we're looking out the window. We see ice and snow. But you're here to remind us that things are slowly happening in the garden underneath the layer of snow and ice. And there's actually a list of chores and things that we should be starting now.
Yes, you know, the list is starting to grow already, even though it's only February. But this is the time of year there are certain things you need to do to stay on top of what's going to be happening in a couple months. So one of the first things is for those who are seed starters, who love to start their own vegetable transplants, if you like growing leeks and onions and scallions, now is the time to sow those seeds. I like to grow my own transplants of these because I can get a lot of different varieties I can try and play around with those. So you would sow those seeds, and the way to sow them is really simple. If you ever see them in nurseries and garden centers, they come in 4-inch pots, and there's a whole bunch of them that are in there, like a grassy thing. You can sow 20, 30 seeds in one pot. So all you need is one pot with potting soil, put all the seeds in there. I have a heating pad under the ones I have, so I put them on that heating pad. As soon as they start germinating, then I turn the lights on. Of course, you're going to need grow lights for them. A sunny window probably won't be enough this time of year to really get them to grow strong, so it'd be good to have some grow lights. And they'll need about 8 to 10 weeks of growing indoors before you can be able to move them outside and transplant them. So that puts us into mid to end of April, roughly, when you can transplant them. They grow really easily. Once they get kind of big and hairy and floppy, you can cut them back to about a third of their height, and they'll just grow back again, maybe give them a little fertilizer, and that's pretty much it. So sow your leeks and onions now.
You say heating pad. Is that the kind I'm using for my bad back, or is it specifically for gardening?
Well, you probably could wrap it around your back, too, but okay. No. This is specifically for gardening because it is waterproof.
Okay.
So you can get water on it when you're watering your plants, and it's okay. The other thing while you're down in your basement doing seed starting, which is where mine is, you can check your dahlias and canna lily tubers that you put into storage. It's nice to do that once a month just to see how they're doing. It's good to check them. If they are rotting, then you're going to have to rip the whole thing apart, throw out the rotting ones, throw out that potting medium that you're using there, and then put some new medium in with the ones that are remaining. So checking them once a month is a good idea. And the final thing is, orchardists have been pruning their fruit trees already, and you can start doing yours now. As soon as you can find a day that's above 40 degrees and calm, you can spray horticultural oil on your deciduous fruit trees. So this is an oil that you can spray on the bark of and the trunks and the branches, and it coats the whole tree so that it smothers insect eggs and insects that are overwintering there. A real simple preventive thing to do that'll help you this year in that fruit orchard.
Oh, wow.
So time to get busy. Gardening stuff. Starting pretty soon.
Well, here's a question from Rosine in New York. Rosine says, a couple years ago, we exchanged messages regarding starting and transplanting seeds in my greenhouse with the proper growing medium. Rosine says, I followed your suggestions, especially in regards to transplanting, and they've worked really well. Rosine writes, today I'm a Master Gardener volunteer trainee in New York State. They have a question about information regarding mycorrhizae.
Yes. So mycorrhizae is this fungus that you see in natural soils, native soils, that creates hyphae, and it creates this whole network in forests, in grasslands, everywhere where it grows. And it's great. It's really good for plants because it helps plants take up water and nutrients better and communicate with each other. So mycorrhizae is a good thing. And now what a lot of people are trying to do is insert mycorrhizae into a lot of other places, hoping that it'll have the similar effect. And that's been happening with potting soils for a while now. So you'll see bags that say, with mycorrhizae in it. The idea is great because usually potting soil does not have soil in it, so the mycorrhizae is going to help take up water and nutrients for those plants to use them. But on the downside of it, there's been some research that's shown when they tested these bags, I think it was Kansas State University, to find out what's happening with the mycorrhizae, up to 80% of them were dead because the mycorrhizae got too hot or it's been sitting in the bag too long, that kind of thing. So Rosine, I think since you're a master gardener, one of the best things to do is create a little experiment. So get a bag with some mycorrhizae in it, get a bag without it, and grow similar plants and just see back and forth which one grows better and then let us know.
Keep a flowchart and Excel spreadsheet and all the data
right. In there. And pictures and videos.
Yes. And if you have questions for Charlie, send them to us at gardening@vermontpublic.org. And listen to this wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.